And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A conspiracy theorist has been ordered to pay nearly $1 billion for making false claims about a deadly school shooting 10 years ago. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
A jury has decided that Alex Jones should pay $965 million to people who suffered from his false claim that the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting was a hoax. This is the second big judgment against the InfoWars host over his promotion of the lie that the 2012 massacre never happened. A Texas jury in August awarded nearly $50 million to the parents of another slain child. The Connecticut trial featured tearful testimony from parents and siblings of the victims, who told how they were threatened and harassed for years by people who believed the lies told on Jones' show. I'm Mike Hempen.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump will have to sit for a deposition next week in a defamation lawsuit filed by a writer who says he raped her in the mid-1990s. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The judge's ruling rejects a request by former President Trump's lawyers that the planned testimony be delayed. The deposition is now scheduled for October 19th. The decision came in a lawsuit brought by E. Jean Carroll, a longtime advice columnist, who says Trump raped her in a Manhattan department store's dressing room. Trump has denied it. His lawyer says we look forward to establishing on the record that this case is and always has been entirely without merit. Carroll is scheduled to be deposed Friday. Julie Walker, New York.
North Korea test-fired a pair of strategic long-range cruise missiles Wednesday, state media reported, in the latest of a flurry of drills to highlight its tactical nuclear capability. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is in California at this hour, part of a three-state swing through the American West. He started in the Midwest U.S. state of Colorado at Camp Hale, designating the site as a national monument, a first for his administration. The former U.S. Army World War II training ground in the Rocky Mountains was chosen in honor of its military history, the local Native American community, and the area's natural beauty. Mr. Biden is out to promote his record with less than a month to go before the crucial midterm elections. Britain on Thursday said it would supply Ukraine with air defense missiles to defend itself against Russian assaults and would provide, for the first time, rockets capable of shooting down cruise missiles. The British Defense Ministry said in a statement that the AMRAAM rockets, quote, will be provided in the coming weeks for use with the NASAMS air defense system pledged by the U.S., end quote. Ukraine state nuclear operator says Russian missile attacks caused a crippled nuclear plant to lose all external power for the second time in 5 days. The operator reported the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant suffered a blackout on Wednesday morning when a missile damaged a distant electrical substation. The power was restored about 8 hours later. U.S. health officials are authorizing updated coronavirus boosters for children as young as 5 years old. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Tweak boosters rolled out for anyone 12 and older last month. Bill Gruber at Pfizer says a high number of kids under 12 have been hospitalized.
In part because they remain less well protected by vaccine. So this is an opportunity with this good news to re-energize interest in protecting children for the winter.
The shots available are from Pfizer and Moderna. Dr. Jason Newland at Washington University in St. Louis says these are bivalent boosters. They fight old and new strains.
Switching the bivalent vaccine, targeting what we currently continue to see circulate, which is the BA5 COVID-19 in our communities, makes sense to make sure that our children are better protected against what we're seeing.
Less than a third of 5 to 11-year-olds have had their two primary doses. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And recapping our top story, a conspiracy theorist has been ordered to pay nearly $1 billion for making false claims about a deadly school shooting 10 years ago. A jury has decided that Alex Jones should pay $965 million to people who suffered from his false claim that the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting was a hoax. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.